Ephesians says it like this, for by grace are you saved. See, it was the grace of God, God's willingness, God's unmerited favor, God's willingness, God's ability to do it. And when he did, he gave you faith, and you used the faith to receive the grace and receive life. And you were born again. What you mean born again? I was made a new creature. I was made like God. I was made like the one that God raised from the dead. The same life that he was raised with and that's in him is my life. He has now given me that kind of life. Life that death, disease, sickness, destruction, evil, poverty, you name it, cannot reign, cannot snuff it out, cannot control it, cannot rule over it. And you rise up in faith, walking in the grace, walking by faith, operating in the grace. You reign over all circumstances. Are we challenged? Absolutely we are. But what we do, we got a weapon. We got a name. And the Bible tells us, the Word of God teaches us, that name is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Now listen, not just on this earth, things in heaven, things in earth, and things beneath the earth. And that's where we have contact with heaven, earth, and hell. All those three realms, you got people, you got angelic beings, you got people on the earth, you got demonic spirits on this earth, and beneath the earth, you got evil, fallen angels, fallen human beings who died. And they used to sing a song that when you die, soul sleeping in the cold, cold clay. No, it ain't. You either with the Lord or you in hell. And so we have authority over everything in this earth. We are to reign. Whatever goes on in this earth that is not according to the will of God, we have the authority, especially in your household, especially in your own dominion, your own domain. You have authority to rule it. No disease, no sickness, no poverty, no work of evil has any right to come and control you in this earth. You have been given authority. You've been set free by the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. And you have the say-so over you, your family, and those around you, your immediate family. You have authority to rule. Hallelujah. And so he says, for by grace are you saved through faith. That's not yourselves, a gift of God. It was grace that did it. It was faith that you, God gave you that measure of faith. And Romans 12:3 says, for he has dealt to every man the measure of faith. He has dealt to every man the measure of faith. That means every man that got born again, he gave that person the measure of faith. And that faith is yours to live because God used his faith in the beginning to create this world. And the Bible says, That the earth without form and void and darkness stood upon the face of the deep. Spirit of God moved up on the face of the water. And while the Spirit of God was moving and hovering over this waters and with nothing formed, everything's out of order, out of shape, didn't have anything. God said, let there be light. All right. And there was light. And you've been created in the same image through the second Adam as your Father God. And you have a right to say what go on in your life. You hear people talking. See, this is unlearned. You need to know what the scripture says. You can't talk and live and have the things of God to work for you living in the natural. God is a spirit. That's why you got born again. So you can be born into the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, so when you understand this, see, when you got born again, it was God's grace through faith that it happened. And listen what 1 Peter 1:23 said. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed. See what you, now watch. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible by the word of God. How? By the word of God. I got born. Who is the word of God? Jesus. What do you say when you believe the gospel? Jesus, I believe you the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins. I believe you rose again from the dead. So I repent of my sin. What you mean repent? That means I turn from what I'm doing, the way I'm living, because it's not working for me. And I repent. Repent means I stop doing this and I turn to you. I said, Jesus, come take over my life. Become my Lord and my Savior. And he plants a seed of the new birth. A seed, that seed of the word bring forth a new birth. Every seed produced after it kind. And once you are born again, you are just like him. I said this many years ago. Many years ago, we've been here for a while. My daddy, somehow he found out about, I think I'm saying this right, and I'm going to do my best, Funk G hybrid corn. They came up with it. And he was big on that Funk G hybrid corn. That's all he would plant. And before then, he used to plant that white, I don't know what it was, the white corn, this kind of corn. But he found out about that Funk G hybrid. And he was big on that every year. And you know, every time he would plant that seed, guess what kind of corn he would get? Funk G hybrid. When you get born again of the word of God, guess what you're going to be like? That seed that was planted in you. You're going to be just like Jesus. That's why you, that's why the scripture says, as he is, so are we in this earth. Because we've been born of him. That new man that came out of that grave, that new man that put off death when he was in hell, that new man that put off death and conquered death, hell, and the grave. When he came out of that, there was a new kind of man that come forth. And he's called the God-man, the redeemed, the new race of human being. And that's what we become. We become a new race, a new species, a God kind of man. What you mean, God? God is in man again. Ooh, glory to God. I hope you're listening to what I'm saying. God is in man again. Not outside of man trying to tell him what to do through the law, but God has become God inside of man, and man have become God-like. Glory to God, that God is living. Now, who can overcome God? That's why you must learn who you are. So when the enemy shows up, you rise up and let him know that you have become a son of God. Let him know that you are more than a conqueror. Let him know that you're no longer my master. I am your master. I tell you what to do. Take your little stuff and get to hopping. Take your stuff. Don't you bring it here. Don't you come on my turf. The blood is here. I put the blood and let you know. You don't come here with the fear. You don't come here with the doubt. You don't come here with your destruction. No. You leave. The bloodline is here. That's as far as you come. You stand a distance and watch me prosper. You stand a distance and watch me enjoy life because you can't stop me. I said, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about who you are. You reign in life. You don't tip around in life. You don't try to get ease around and survive and try to steal and do all that stuff. No, you... God had given you everything you need, and you rise up in faith and you walk in that in grace. Because I've been born of God. I'm not trying to be good. I've been made good.